The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you live in the studios today at RBN. It's Wednesday. That's right. I'm live.
I'm back.
I want to thank Mike Rivero for sitting in for me Monday. And, of course, Robbie took over the helm yesterday, had Gerald Salente up. Very appreciative of that. But we are back. We are live. Edward. Going to have Dr. Edwin Vieira come up here in just a couple of minutes after the break. And stuff going on. Big day tomorrow. Yes, what are the Supremes going to say? And I'm not talking about Diana Ross. What are the Supremes going to say about Obamacare? Well, Peter Nice, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow?
I kind of hope they make it mandatory so that they can wake the people up.
Well, I said last week, you know, maybe they should give Obama another 4 years.
Yeah, why not? I don't think there's going to be much difference.
Well, I don't know. Bottom line, after all the hubris and ballyhoo and all the talk about Obamacare, it being constitutional or not, here's my question. If the government can mandate you buy a product, and that's what health insurance is, it's like anything else, it's a product or a service that somebody is offering. If the government can mandate you do that, then they can mandate you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
What's to stop them?
Nothing.
I just ran into something. I was out of town, and people are slick, man. You're not reading the fine print. We booked a hotel, and when we checked the hotel out to go pay for the hotel, then that's when the listings popped up of people that actually visited this hotel, like 1 out of 5 stars. People were saying, don't stay there. We went to cancel the thing. We used a travel service, and, well, just book us in another hotel. No, can't do that. No, you're going to have to pay for the hotel and then plus a $50 cancellation fee.
Oh, no.
And I looked at my wife and I said, that's like calling a garage to have your car repaired. They give you an estimate. They perform nothing. They gave you nothing. But they want to charge you because you made that phone call and inquired about a repair on your vehicle.
Right.
I received nothing. The booking agency said, well, you took a hotel room they could have sold to somebody else. I said, within 10 minutes? It must be a pretty popular hotel. By the way, it's in a skiing area, and it's kind of off-season in Denver right now. I don't think they'll be booked. All right, we'll take the break. We'll take the break. Peter Nice will be joining us along with Dr. Edwin Vieira, and we'll do that, get this started right after this.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day.
Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. I have Dr. Edwin Vieira up with us today. Hello, how you doing, Edwin?
Oh, this is Ed Rivera.
Yes, Ed.
Yeah, I'm doing fine.
Okay, I was a little garbly there. Can you clean him up a little bit, Mr. Producer? Okay, fine. Big day tomorrow, and I talked to you for just a few minutes before the program today. Tell you what, does it matter or doesn't matter what the Supremes do with the ruling on Obamacare?
Well, it all depends on who you believe. My thing is teaching people the law, and that means understanding the organic law. The organic law of the United States of America determines what the Constitution means. The Constitution is part of the organic law. So when you look at all the organic laws, it filters down to this. The Congress is making laws for the territory that the United States of America owns. People don't understand much that the United States of America is an actual political entity. We will go through this election, and people will refer to the President of the United States of America as being one of the offices. And every day they will announce, here comes the President of the United States. Well, they dropped off the of America. They're two different offices. because there are two different places. The United States is a federal territory that is owned by the United States of America. It's that simple. But it's so confounded by everyone that they can't understand that the Congress is making health care laws for the people it can absolutely control, the people on its territory. It's just like a landlord saying, laying down the rules for the apartment or office building that he's renting.
Well, according, we got a legislative democracy now.
Well, it is, because everybody can jump in if they like. How do you jump in? You register to vote. You say, I'm a citizen. Put me down as a 14th Amendment citizen, or as an Article 1, Section 2, Clause 2, citizen of the United States. There are three citizens in the Constitution. All you have to do is take the time to look, and you'll find three presidents, three citizens, a couple of Congresses. Really, none of them really are adopted. It's what I call an orphan constitution, because it has to be adopted by a government in order to be binding on these presidents, congresses, and citizens. And it's not. It's so loose. It can do anything for anybody that wants to manipulate it.
Well, there has been a lot of manipulation. And I think the basic question John Q. Citizen out there would have is, do I have any rights?
And well, you have all the rights that are recognized by the Declaration of Independence. That's the first organic law. The four organic laws form the basis of government. So the government says, the initial government, the one that that created the Declaration of Independence, which we're going to celebrate in a few days, that one separates the government in America from the government in Great Britain. It served notice, hey, we're going to be independent, even if we have to fight you for it. Of course, they did, but they did separate from the kind of government that the monarchy represents, which is a forced on the people government. And so what we have is a government that you can pick, you can consent to, and taxes that you can consent to. What happens in the Constitution is that idea of being able to consent to everything or to decline being part of the government is lost.
Well, it should be just as simple. I mean, and I don't want to oversimplify this, but it should be that a person can opt out. And the way I'm seeing this is the government is there. They're there for benefit. You pay them, they cut you certain benefits. Well, I don't want to be a beneficiary of the United States government. I don't want to pay them for my so-so security. I don't want their Medicare. I don't want their Medicaid. I don't want them in my life in those aspects. So I should be able to say to the United States government, Dr. Vieira, that, look, Rivera, I just don't want to participate in that. I have my own state here, and Texas is still a republic, but we have our own states. I choose not to do that. I should be able to do that. So which branch of what three governments do I go to make my declaration of stay out of my life? I don't want your benefit.
Well, you've got to go through to all three of them, because essentially there's only one branch, and that's the Congress. The other two are really subservient to Congress, because what are we talking about? We're talking about who owns the federal territory, the territory that its biggest part, or the one that's most obvious to everybody, is Washington, D.C. That one's completely controlled by the federal government being the United States of America. The Congress doesn't read the laws that it makes, because they've gotten so complicated that it can't be understood. They need experts, and the experts only know pieces of the law. So when you put the experts together, they can figure out how to write a law so that it seems to appear to be constitutional. So So let's look at the health care bill. The health care bill is constitutional because it is limited to the federal territory. So practically anything can be done to people on federal territory because they don't have a right to be there. No right to be there. If they don't want to be governed by the federal government, they move.
Where do they go?
You have to do to subjugate a bunch of people is to convince them that they're on somebody else's land.
Well, and then the question begs here, Doctor, if I don't want to take part in that, then they're claiming that they have authority. Where do I move? Where do I go?
Well, you don't have to move. What you have to do is find the members of Congress and tell them, what do you think you're doing? Why don't you understand the simple law that is the organic law? It's right in your... I tell my students, first thing you do, buy the United States Code, printed by the government, government printing office, volume one. And the first thing you find in the government's law book is the organic law. The organic law tells you where Congress can make laws. And once you understand those organic laws, you find Congress can only make laws for what it owns. It's very simple. That's why the revolution was fought, so that you could separate government from the people, so that people could have a choice and decide they don't want government. Yet the government has to provide all the things that governments have to provide, which is protection from other governments.
Well,
they're bounded to protect you.
Yeah. Well, they're doing that under the guise of terrorism. Look what they have passed under the threat of terrorism to the citizens of the United States.
Well, that's right. Citizens of the United States, not the citizens of the United States of America.
Right.
If there was such a place. There is no real place called the United States of America, unless it's in the geographic sense, where you're looking at the outline of the United States of America from outer space and say, hey, there's where I live in that place.
So
that makes all the difference.
So what does the United States government, what do they actually own?
Well, it started with the Northwest Territory because they got that in the Revolutionary War. That was the wilderness area.
Mm-hmm.
And so they added everything after the original 13 states was owned by the United States of America, the Confederacy. Once you understand, once you get a hold of the organic law and are able to look at it and then start figuring out what each of those laws mean, then you can understand that all that the United States of America got was the right to property. Property rights are the basis of all rights anywhere. If you can make your stand on a piece of the earth and fight off anybody who wants to intrude, you're the king of that place.
Well, what I'm seeing right now, if I own property, then I must have purchased it from the government somehow. That gave me those property rights.
That's fine, but once that property is sold, the person who owned it loses all property rights. That's the whole idea of selling. So the government has no more rights to that property.
Or me, or what that property might contain, being my body or anything I want to put on it.
That's right. So transfer that to the government. See, now the government can do the same thing. That's all that's happened. The government looks at what it owns and says, all right, hey, we're the kings of this property, and we can tell anybody that's on our property what to do. So all they did was shuffle around some words, create a president of the United States, create a president of the United States of America, say, then give the job to one guy, and he, first thing that George Washington did was become president of the United States of America. And you can check the internet and you can check this date, April 6, 1789. He becomes president of the United States of America. April 30th, 1789, he takes an oath of office, an oral oath of office.
All right, let me take this break here. We'll come back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Ed Vieira is my guest today, along with the heretofore silent Peter Neese. You'll chime in.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Boy, that's really hot in my ear, Mr. Producer. Let me turn my distribution amp down here just a hair. There we go. Better. Peter Neese, the organic law, where do we go to get any representation under that one?
Most of your courts have been shut down as far as judging on organic law. And, in fact, in I'm trying to remember the name of the case. The judge came out with the Brandeis rules, came out with a number of rules where the high court could not rule on the constitutionality. They had to rule by statute, not constitution, on questions that were being asked. Those are the Brandeis rules, rules in TVA, Tennessee Valley Authority case. And that was in 1938. So I'm just trying to figure out where Rivera is coming from, because where do I go? The only place I know to get any kind of organic law to be determined would be in contract, and that contract would have to go by the federal rules of 9H in a federal court if you were going to bring them up, and you have to set a condition precedent to keep your organic law under the Uniform Commercial Code. So, again, like I say, I'm having a hard time because there is no one really recognizing the constitutional rights, and I've heard judges say in court, you bring up the Constitution and those rights again, and I'll find you in contempt of court.
I've heard that, and I've witnessed that with my own
ears. I witnessed it. I saw it right in front of me in a lot of different courts, federal courts and in state courts.
Yeah, so, Dr. Rivera, if we have an issue and we're standing on our constitutional rights, and we go into a courtroom and this judge is instructing us, and I've heard this myself, you know, I've took constitutional classes, and I know the Constitution, and I'm telling you, you're out of order. You bring that up one more time, I'm going to either commit you for a mental evaluation, or I'm going to find you in contempt of court, and until you can behave yourself, you're going to remain in jail. You know, well, where do we go here to enumerate and spell out for these people that, wait a minute, we've got some rights here, and make it stick?
I once tried to find the law of freedom. You know, the law of freedom doesn't exist. You're free because the law does not apply to you. So what I'm saying is that unless you're on federal territory, the United States Code doesn't apply to you. And what tells you when you where the law applies? It's the organic law. The organic law tells you where the law applies.
Ed, the only thing I would disagree with you on is most people, and I'm talking generally most people out there, have a Social Security number, which basically is a contract with the federal government for old age. And
No. You can't contract with the government. Who's going to?
Yes, you do.
Who signs on the behalf of the government?
Contract.
There's a contract. What you do is you submit. You allow the government. The Social Security is just the idea of a employer saying, I'm on federal territory. I am subject to your rules. And I'm going to employ people, and those people are going to be subject to your rules because I'm subject to your rules. And
Mr. Rivera, with all due respect, the whole 50 states have been blanketed over because of people's submission to the Social Security number, making them federal citizens of the District of Columbia.
You can become a federal citizen on your own. All you do is say, hey, sign me up. But that doesn't change
but
the law, crowd.
What I'm trying to say to you is most of the employers are not employers of the United States of America under the organic law. They're under statutory territorial law. They have a zip code in their address. And
the zip code doesn't make the territory where that they own or they lease or they rent or whatever the arrangement they have made.
Mr. Rivera, have you read the Buck Act?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the Buck Act basically makes federal zones.
Look, read. Title I, Section 2 of the county. The description of the county tells you what the state is. States are made up of counties.
Mr. Rivera, in all due respect, in Title V, I have states, counties, and cities mentioned in Title V.
Wait a minute. Doesn't Title I become before Title V?
Yes.
One is before five.
Excuse me?
He says one is before five. Hold on.
Yeah, well, where do I go to get one enforced?
Hold on one second. I've got the stuff in my ear. I've got a hard break here that I have to take. Everybody hang on. We'll be back in exactly 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Mobile Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative. Our exceptional product, Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know, babe, I've got to say, there's a whole passel of reasons I'm happy we bought our seed bank from Texas Ready.
Really?
Yeah, the one that makes me happiest is our salsa garden. Onions, jalapenos, fantastic tomatoes, cilantro.
I know, dear. You couldn't survive without your salsa.
Folks, Texas Ready helps you to thrive, not merely survive. Multiple kinds of heirloom tomatoes, onions, and peppers. Plus non-GMO corn, beans, peas, and vegetable varieties out the wazoo. With over 75 varieties, each Liberty Seed Bank has enough fruit, herbs, and vegetables to enable you to grow well over 2,000 pounds of food in your subdivision backyard each year. Order your bank today at TexasReady.net or come visit us at Glenn Beck's Restoring Love Conference July 26th and 27th. We'll be set up near the registration tables at the Arlington Sheraton. Go to TexasReady.net for more information. See you there.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I guess at this point, Dr. Rivera, people have a misunderstanding about the Constitution. And from your standpoint, what is the one major thing that they do not understand according to your studies?
Well, the Constitution has not been adopted as a constitution by a government.
Well, I've heard that the Declaration of Independence was basically a declaration of war to King George. We want to separate, and here's our list of complaints. If you want it, come and get it.
That was actually it, wasn't it? Those were fighting words.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually had a fight, and we won.
But what did we win when we set up this form of
what
government?
What you won was the end of a dictatorship. What was the king? The king combined the offices of head of state, all kings do, head of state, mm-hmm. and the head of the government. What do you think Hitler was? Hitler was head of the state as a Führer and chancellor. He was chancellor first and then became president, head of state, when Hindenburg died.
Okay, so we threw off one form of government, or at least the control from afar across the pond. Washington became president in April of 1789. What did he become president of?
He was president of both. He was the head of the government, the president of the United States, and head of state, the president of the United States of America, because he headed the United States of America under the Articles of Confederation. Remember, if you look at the Constitution, you go to Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1, and you find the executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States of America. The President of the United States already exists as part of Article 1, Section 7. He signs the bills when he approves them, and he objects to them and makes his objections on the bills when he objects to them. That's all he does.
To back your argument, basically, at that particular point in time, he was also confronted with a declaration making him the emperor of the United States of America, and he declined that.
All we're talking about is the organic laws, and there are no mentions of any emperor in the organic laws. The only potentate we're talking about in the organic laws is the King of England.
Well, what do you mean by organic laws? The organic laws we had were under the common law of America.
I tell my students, get a copy of the United States Code, the first volume. There are many volumes, and it covers all 50 titles. And you open up the first page, and it says United States Code in big letters, the edition number. Every 6 years, we come out with a new code. It's 2006 now. I'm looking at the 2000 edition. It doesn't mean anything about whether you have an old edition or the current edition. They're all the same. Containing the general and permanent laws of the United States enforced on January 2nd, 2001. Prepared and published under authority of Title II, United States Code Section 285B by the Office of the Law Revision Council of the House of Representatives. Volume 1, Organic Laws, Title 1, General Provisions, 2, Title 5, Government Organization and Employees.
Okay,
law.
Yeah, I know that, but has anybody told that to the Supreme Court justices or to any of these lower courts? Because they're following a territorial law, basically.
Because they're supposed to. Because the Supreme Court is a creation of legislation, not a creation of the Constitution. The Constitution hasn't been adopted, and the Supreme Court has not been created.
I don't know of anybody that's really reached that court that would judge you on who you are, because most of the people have gone over to the federal territorial side, which is the District of Columbia. And the District of Columbia is under private international law. That's why the U.S., under those laws, has an agreement with the U.N. Under the United States of America, it couldn't belong to the U.N.
Well, it does, because the United States of America is managing its property. Nothing else. It has no control over anything else. We're free. The only thing we have to do is be awakened to the fact that we are free and act that way, and we should act that way. We're not acting
I understand that, but basically what's happened is through contracts, through registration,
wait a minute.
And through applications that the people have signed over to, they have made themselves a U.S. citizens to a foreign government called the United States of the District of Columbia. Take a look at the word Columbia. In a regular dictionary, and the definition of it is the United States.
It has nothing. It's just a name.
No. In their law, under Title 28, Section 1746-1 and 1746-2, there are two different jurisdictions. One is the territorial, and the other one is the United States of America. The
Wait
old
a minute.
One.
You're way ahead of yourself. You have to get into the weeds, and the weeds are the county and the creation of the states of the United States. The United States of America is the original 13 states. Those were free.
Your current state tax is under Title V, as far as the state is concerned. In other words, the state is not the original de jure state of the United States of America.
That's right.
Basically,
there are the states of the original 13 states and that kind of state, which is a member of the United States of America, the Confederacy under the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
What the government does is claim that the Constitution replaced the Articles of Confederation. They did not. They were not replaced by the Constitution. That's why I tell my students, get the book, open the book, and find all four organic laws. When you put
I don't have any problems with getting the book and looking at the book. It's online. The trouble is there's no courts that uphold it because the courts are
legislative courts. Look,
right.
Wait a minute. Now get your Constitution and look in Article 1 and find the Chief Justice. The Chief Justice today is a guy named John Roberts. Now, what does the Constitution say about the Chief Justice? I'll tell you. It says that when the President of the United States is impeached, the Chief Justice shall preside. Now, what is impeachment? Is impeachment a judicial activity?
Yes, it is. It's a judicial activity of the Senate.
Well, what does the Constitution say about that? What does the Constitution
say about impeachment? Well, again, it's the interpretation of this Constitution that I'm talking to you about, because
well, nothing could be clearer. Nothing could be clearer that impeachment is not judicial by reading the Constitution.
No, basically the District of Columbia had adopted.
What does the District of Columbia have with to do with the Chief Justice?
Well, the District of Columbia came in 1871.
Wait a minute, we're talking about the Constitution that I'm looking at has a date of September 17, 1787.
I understand that, but the corporation that came in basically for the 10 square miles for the District of Columbia came in 1871.
We don't get to 1871.
That corporation adopted basically the Constitution of the United States of America. But
okay,
when
you're talking about a corporation, a corporation is not this government. We're talking about the Constitution, September 17, 1787.
I understand that. But
we're trying to find out what the Supreme Court does.
The corporation basically, under Title 28, Section 3002, 15 A, B, and C, has taken over all of that when the federal government separated itself.
Okay, it's fine. I agree with you. There's a corporation that is handling the property that's owned by the United States of America.
Well, fine, but what went bankrupt in 1938? The United States of America or the United States?
Governments don't go bankrupt. They just fall out of power.
All right, what fell out of power? Because, number one, I don't use gold and silver
anymore.
They
didn't fall out of power, did they?
Yes, they did.
You're telling me that the government, the federal government, doesn't have power?
I'm telling you
the federal government of the District of Columbia has all of the power right now under territorial international statutory laws.
Well, that's the basis of their legal system. They have proprietary power over all they own, which is a big part of Nevada, or parts of every state. They own that property. And that's what they govern. The trouble is everybody thinks that they are owned by that same government because they have control over their property.
They do. It says in Article 3, Section 2,
okay.
Yeah, but your old Constitution says your federal laws, okay, basically are the law of the land in every state or every judge.
Talking about
every
is the land that they own, that's all.
Okay, let me interject here because I think we can – probably Dr. Rivera was not supposed to be with us for more than a half hour. But now we're getting into issues that it needs full discussion, and I'm more confused than when I started out here.
Okay, John, you don't get an allodium title to your land anymore, and that was what was issued under the organic law of the United States of America.
Wait a minute. Show me where the allodium title is mentioned in the organic law.
It's mentioned in cases, in Supreme Court
cases.
Well,
those cases aren't the organic law. We're talking about this is the basis of the
written
law.
The Supreme Court several times has
Well, I'm telling you, the Supreme Court is not the Supreme Court of the Constitution.
Okay.
The Constitution says that there are going to be judges of the Supreme Court. And what do they stick in there? Justices.
Yeah.
They're daring you to understand the document.
Well,
I know, but where am I going to go? What court am I going to go into and submit a brief under their rules of which they changed?
Well, again, you're acting like you have to kowtow to this government.
I'm not saying that. I'm giving you facts.
Remember, you're trying to make their law the law of freedom when it's not.
I'm not trying to make their law of freedom. I believe that their law is of slaves, not freedom. Because,
what I'm telling you is that they're making law for what they own. If you want to be what they own, then you're a slave.
Okay, let me interject this, because does the United States government, do they own property in every state of the Union right now?
They absolutely do.
Okay.
They've got the money to buy whatever they want, don't they?
Okay, so
they make the money.
Okay, so, okay, they're property owners in all 50 states.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Just on the property that they own, not for the rest of the state, correct?
That's right. They're making laws for that property, and everybody believes
okay. The
law for all of it.
All right.
I disagree with him, because basically we went into a bankruptcy in 1938. Out of the record that's kept by Congress of all the minutes and everything that's done out there, all the land was put into a trust, okay? And the United States of the District of Columbia is the one that administers that trust as trustees for the people, basically, that are U.S. citizens, meaning citizens of the District of Columbia. And if you have a Social Security number, that's what you contracted into, the District of Columbia.
Well, you believe a lot of stuff that can't be proven. That's your problem.
No, it's right there in the record. It's in the congressional record.
Well, just because it's printed doesn't mean it's the truth.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So that's why we use the organic law, because they're bound by their law.
Okay, so
where am I going though to get a judge to uphold the organic law?
You don't have to get a judge.
Doctor,
what did you just say?
All you have to do is get enough people to believe the truth, so the truth makes everybody free.
Okay, so
said that a long time ago.
Okay, so if I've got the IRS, or I've got the BATF, or I've got any number of federal agencies.
Wait. They're not agencies. Remember, it's a dictatorship. So the agents of the government are agents of a dictator.
Okay. I'll go along with that. All right. Okay.
So, you know, Ron Paul called Obama a dictator. Well, because he is.
Yeah.
He's combined two offices, and it's absolutely provable that he is both President of the United States and President of the United States of America.
Why didn't he take his oath in full public view when...
It doesn't matter, because it's an oral oath. What kind of oath is an oral oath?
No, John, there's two oaths that he takes, and he took the wrong one the first time. That's why he was called back again, to take them in the right order.
It's an oral oath, and it's in the Constitution. It's Article 1, Section, Article 2, Section 8, Section 1, Clause 8. It's printed out there for him, but he takes it orally. There is no record of any president taking any oath. You have to have an oath in writing in order for it to be applicable to something in writing. All he's doing.
There are two oaths that the president takes. He's the trustee of the United States of America, and he's president of the District of Columbia, United States. Look up the word Columbia again, like I said, in a regular dictionary.
Wait a minute, where do you find these oaths?
Say again?
Where do you find these oaths that the president takes?
In the Constitution?
Well, there's Article 2, Section 1, Clause 8. That's the oath of the president of the United States.
Which United States?
Well, that's determined by Title I of the United States.
No, no, no. That's all been changed because we're under martial law rule and rule.
You were under martial. You've been under martial law rule since George Washington because he combined the two offices, president of the United States.
Okay, fine. But I'm still saying, to you, in 1938, basically the federal government, which was under the United States of America, lifted itself away from the United
States. Okay. Peter, Dr. Rivera, say what you just said again.
We have to start somewhere, and at the beginning is the best place to start. And then
Peter, hang on a second. Let the man finish. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dr. Rivera.
You know, we start at the beginning of this country, which is the Declaration of Independence. That's where it begins.
Right.
Okay, and we separated from the king, a tyrant, because he's both the head of state and head of the government. And what we do with George Washington is create another king. A king for a term of years, sure, but still a king.
But
according
to the Constitution, there were, and from what I understand, doctor, and I'm not a doctor of philosophy or a doctor, I don't have a doctorate in law, but the way I understand this, that the Constitution was written, the Bill of Rights were added later, and there were some people that didn't want the Bill of Rights in there, spelling out what the people's rights were. Some people will argue that, well, there everything that is not in the venue of the federal government is to the people or the state, and this was all supposed to be delineated, and everybody was supposed to understand this. The government itself, the United States government, was supposed to abide by what they couldn't take or what they couldn't assume as power over the people. As far as I see this, what we did was just change one dictator for another.
Exactly, and you did that by not adopting the Constitution, not by having an oath that was an oral oath, had no effect, and no oaths for anybody else.
Now, the
no one has a written oath to under the Constitution that you have to have to be bound by oath. In order to be bound by an oath, it has to be in writing.
It is in writing, Doctor.
No, the oath itself. You say, I swear to support this Constitution. You sign your name, and you date it. That's in writing.
I know, but what happens when that Constitution, and there's several court cases on it, is reinterpreted under Admiralty Maritime Law with equity? They blended the law in 1938 when the federal government moved away from the United States of America.
Wait a minute. You have to go back to the beginning. What happens when we get rid of the king? We're left with common law. The English common law is the common law because it's in our language. Mm-hmm.
The English common law, we took pieces and parts of it. We didn't take the whole common law of England.
That part of it that was the common law without the king. The king was the determinator.
And who was supposed to be the king? The jury system was supposed to be the king.
Not under the common law, the king was still the king.
The people were supposed to be the last word as far as grand juries
and
jury.
Common law jury
under the common law.
Yeah, but you don't have equity. You can't have law.
Yes,
that
we do have equity. We do have equity.
The basis of equity is in the king's power over the government.
So what was adopted? If the Constitution, and I've heard this argument, that we're really not part of the Constitution, we're not part of the contract with the people because none of our signatures are on it.
Well, that's absolutely true. You can't contract with the government. There's nobody on the side of the government to contract. They can't bind. If the government's not bound, how can they bind anybody else to it?
Well, and that's the argument that supposedly, and they did this, they said that, well, we can do this, national health care, we can do this under the Commerce Clause. From what I understand, the Commerce Clauses, this was the government, the United States government, call it the government of America, the United States, whatever it was, commerce laws were set up to allow commerce between the states, not as an overarching free ticket and open door for the federal government to march into the states to tell them what they could do and what they couldn't do.
All of that changed with the Buck Act.
Okay. All right.
You're confusing statute law with organic law with common law.
I'm only telling you what law they're using, even up into the Supreme Court.
Well, they use all the laws to subjugate their people, but the people are subjugated because they don't understand the basic law.
Mr. Rivera, you had the Supreme Court justices sue because the old Constitution said that their salaries could not be diminished by any means. Okay? They lost the suit in 1938.
So that should tell you that they're subject to legislation.
The legislation law that was adopted was from the District of Columbia under the territorial United States.
And what I see...
that's what we agreed. It's all territorial.
And what I see the legislature doing, if the Supreme Court was a creation of the legislation... or the legislative branch of our government, of Congress, of the Senate, whatever, then why is it that the House, whether it be Senate, whether it be Congress, why do they allow the United States Supreme Court to tell them what to do if the Supreme Court was a creation and they weren't justices, they were judges? Why do they allow the Supreme Court to either change or regulate or rule on what the House says?
Because if they don't, the whole system collapses.
It's based on power in this system,
except as to their property.
All right,
what I actually own.
I'm going to have to take your course, Doctor, because we have some gaps here. We got a bunch of people that are being told what they can do, what they can't do, all kinds of mandates, all kinds of statutory law. When we look at this, we go, wait a minute, this isn't right. You should not be able to force me to do these things. And right now, this is a country that is in great peril because we have a bunch of madmen sitting in Washington, D.C. I call them the Congress critters. They don't seem to be bound by anything except their own imaginations. And according to whatever, the Constitution might as well have been written in Chinese.
That's true.
No,
so how the hell do we get a hold of this thing? How do we stop this? Hold on. I'm asking the question of the doctor. How do we stop this?
You start understanding the basic law. It's their basic law. It's in their book. You give it back to them. Because if you ask a congressman, what about the organic law? What about the Articles of Confederation that in Article 4 say that I'm free of government if I choose to be free from government? I am entitled to all the privileges and immunities of a citizen without being a citizen. They say, that was replaced by the Constitution. That's what they tell you. We've got that in writing from several congressmen because that's the standard line.
Well, show me a court to go to then where I can get up there and say, I have Second Amendment rights. And then we find out that the District of Columbia... and I believe it was 1996, adopted the Second Amendment. Now, why would they have to adopt the Second Amendment when it was already in the original?
Doctor, can you stick with us a little longer?
I will.
Okay, great. All right, let's take the top of the hour. I don't want to leave this go, because as I was always said before, if the talk show host doesn't get it, I don't expect the audience to get it. Let's take the top of the hour, station identification. We'll be right back.
The next